This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Doors.com Studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live and we are into the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, talking to Syrian Girl. She is at Partisan Girl on Twitter. US destroyers basically right outside the Russian naval airbase. Retired Russian general saying Russia could strike US ships, obviously creating a proxy war at the very least. Massive situation right now in Syria. It's going to spiral out of control if things continue heading the way they are, if cooler heads don't prevail. Now, I'm looking at a headline here from Reuters. This is out of Reuters, May 5th, 2013 headline. UN has testimony that Syrian rebels used sarin gas. UN human rights investigators have gathered testimony from casualties of Syria's civil war and medical staff, indicating that rebel forces have used the nerve agent sarin, one of the lead investigators said on Sunday. Now, this is Carla Del Ponte. She said this, quote, "Our investigators have been in neighboring countries interviewing victims, doctors, and field hospitals, and according to their report of last week, which I have seen, there are strong concrete suspicions, but not yet incontrovertible proof, of the use of sarin gas from the way the victims were treated. This was use on the part of the opposition, the rebels, not by government authorities." That's the UN that said that 5 years ago. We have documented cases, 52 plus by the end of 2016 alone, of ISIS factions in Syria using chemical weapons. Oh, but who would believe that this attack could possibly have been a false flag, right? That's just off the planet thinking. And Maram, isn't it true, and this was in my video, that they discovered an actual rebel chemical weapons factory in this same region where this attack happened just a few weeks ago?
That's exactly right. As they were taking over new areas, they basically came across what seems like a chemical weapons lab filled with bottles full of chlorine. This was all filmed. The footage is online. You know, you could see that the place was basically untouched except by rubble. And it's perfectly clear that anyone can make chemicals. I mean, these guys are making makeshift bombs. They have the capability. They've been making gas cylinder bombs for the last 5 years. And on top of which, I'm sure that they have help from intelligence agencies from many countries that have an interest to see this war continue. So I have no, there's really, it's who benefits and who has the means. It's the rebels and the security agencies that want the war to continue. And if you look at, you know, who are the voices that are pushing for the war, it's coming from people like Tony Blair, who caused the Iraq war and
because he can be trusted on interventions in the Middle East, right? Tony Blair, he's got a perfect track record of foreign interventions in the Middle East. Let's all listen to him. That's a great idea, right?
Exactly, and he made his case for the Iraq war based on what? Chemical weapons, WMDs. It's almost like chemical weapons and WMDs is the only excuse that they have to start wars, either that or creating democracies. But it seems to be, you know, used over and over and over again, and including with the Skripal case. What's interesting with this Skripal case, where they accused Russia of attempting to assassinate a ex-spy with a chemical weapon, is that just a day prior to this chemical attack, a story came out trying to link Syria to this assassination of a Russian spy in the UK.
Oh.
And they're trying to make a connection between Syria and Russia and chemical weapons. I don't know why it's always chemical weapons, but I think it has to do with the fact that a lot of the time, before they invade a country, they want to disarm it of chemical weapons.
Well, some people have also suggested, and in fact, I think it was Ackerson that said this, it would be difficult to investigate this attack because of the use of chlorine. The effects of it disappear rapidly in the victims, so maybe that's another reason why it's convenient to use this. We'll get more into it after the break with Syrian Girl, talk about the white helmets, talk about where this is going geopolitically. This is the Alex Jones Show live. We'll be back after the break. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're going to do one more segment here. Maybe we'll stretch it into two segments with Syrian Girl talking about the imminent attack on Syria is what it looks like. Here's a tweet from airlive.net. According to reports, British forces are mobilizing at their bases in Cyprus, and Rafale fighter jets could take off from Saint-Dizier Air Base in France for possible strikes against Syria. So it looks like it's not going to be this symbolic one strike that we had in April last year, again, as a result of another chemical weapons attack. It was completely unproven. Looks like this is a global effort. Could they actually be trying to still unseat a regime change in Syria, given how disastrous it was in Iraq, given how disastrous it was in Libya? We're talking to Syrian Girl right now. And the evidence for all this basically comes from one source. They said it was unverified footage, and then it was footage from the White Helmets for the from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. These are all groups completely aligned with the regime change agenda, completely aligned with rebel factions, in some cases aligned with actual ISIS factions. They have been from the very start. And this is the neutral independent group that we're supposed to believe has the complete impartial evidence on all this. Maram, tell us about the White Helmets. Can the White Helmets really be trusted?
Well, the White Helmets are basically the Army of Islam or Al-Qaeda basically putting on a white helmet. That's all it is. The group has been filmed waving Al-Qaeda flags at an Al-Qaeda rally, carrying weapons, torturing Syrian soldiers, holding up severed heads of Syrian soldiers, and faking video footage multiple times of chemical attacks and rescuing children and rescuing each other. They did a very silly video of themselves basically frozen in time rescuing this guy, and later he comes out and he's like, oh, I'm fine. But his acting during the rescue was as if though he was very much in pain and very used to acting. I mean, it's no wonder they won an Oscar, isn't it? So it's all because they act. And who runs this group? Who invented it? Who gave Al-Qaeda these white helmets? Well, it's an MI6 agent named James Lemessurier. And, of course, the group is funded by Holland, the US, the UK. And it's interesting that Holland, actually, the United Nations said, oh, this is a very trustworthy group. Well, of course they'd say that because they're the ones who are paying them. So, you know, again, like this video that came out, there's no way to verify whether it happened this yesterday or last year or 6 months ago. There's no date on it. There's been no bodies that came out. I mean, the group actually surrendered Douma. The Russians are completely in Douma, and there's nothing to show where these people died. The video did reveal, you know, the corpses were actually under the ground. And near them was a gas burning stove. And if you're burning wood under the ground, you know, it doesn't even have to be sarin. It doesn't even have to be chlorine. It could be something as simple as carbon monoxide. You know, and it's unfortunate that they chose basically to kill children because they can't fight back and they make the best false flag imagery. And what would Assad benefit from gassing kids if it's going to basically spark World War III?
I know, it's the lack of number of people who are asking that question in the mainstream media. It's just so obviously not in his favour to do this when they were clearing out the region of Eastern Ghouta. Absolutely incredible. Just people just aren't asking the question, though. Now, we've got this potential for this war to explode. We've got all these different countries getting involved. We've also got the wider propaganda war, which is being fought, obviously, on the internet. We had a poll yesterday, a Fox News poll, and I voted in this poll, I retweeted this poll. It was consistently throughout the day, 65% against military intervention in Syria throughout the whole day. Then in like the final few hours of this poll being active, it suddenly flipped. Now, what happened with that poll?
Well, there's this guy that is basically a journalist for the Muslim Brotherhood who has 500,000 followers on Twitter, and he tweeted this poll and said, guys, vote yes for war against Syria. And after he tweeted that, there was a massive surge of like 80,000 votes within a span of 1 to 2 hours. And even though his tweet, you know, had a large retweet number, like 1,000 favorites, 500 retweets, I don't think that by itself would have been enough. I would hazard a guess that they used bots. So this is supposed to be a poll for Fox News viewers, and you're having the Muslim Brotherhood come in and vote for war. And isn't it interesting that the neocons are on the side of what the Muslim Brotherhood want, and John McCain and the neocon Republicans are all now on the same side of Al-Qaeda?
And they have been for the past 6 years since we've been talking about this. Okay, let's wrap it up. Just final comments. Where do you see this going? I mean, do you see it as a limited strike, as kind of a symbolic thing like we saw last year? Or do you see them actually, even at this late stage, still trying this regime change effort? Where do you see this going in the medium and long term?
I think, you know, it's very difficult because the emotions are running high right now. But I think what the U.S. wants is somehow to remain in the northeast of Syria for a prolonged period of time. Perhaps this intimidation tactic is an attempt to get some kind of negotiations towards that. Maybe it'll be a small strike, but I would say that we shouldn't treat it as that, because a small strike is still a strike. I mean, there's been consistent strikes and the degradation of Syrian defenses and the strengthening of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, the perpetuation of the war, the creation of refugees. It's not in anyone's interest. So we should treat this as though it is going to be a big strike and as though it might trigger World War III, because it might do that. And if we don't treat it as such and we don't act now, we may live to regret the day. So I would say that if you can, you know, call your local governments, call the White House, do whatever you can, what is in your power, to try to resist and show opposition to this. It might not work, because I hazard a guess that the U.S. deep state, you know, the democracy is basically dead. But it's, you know, it's better than nothing, and we have to do what we can with the limited power that we have. So let's stand against this, because there's a 50-50 chance it's going to be World War III.
Amazing. Well, just tell people in the final minute here how they can find you on social media and on YouTube.
Thanks so much for having me on the show. Find me at Partisan Girl on Twitter and Syrian Girl Partisan on YouTube. I'm also on BitChute, Syrian Girl, and on Minds, Syrian Girl or Partisan Girl, and a bunch of other things. So please check out my Twitter and add me on those.
Okay, we really appreciate you, Syrian Girl. We'll get you back on as this unfolds, which it inevitably will over the next few days, maybe even starting tonight. But thanks for joining us today. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Okay, there goes Syrian Girl. We have about a minute and a half left in this segment, so let's go back to this news again. Massive headline out of Haaretz. Senior Russian lawmaker, U.S. strike on Syria could trigger direct military clash with Russia. He's basically saying, he's emphasizing that a retaliatory Russian strike could target U.S. Navy ships and aircraft. He's saying that Russia could bomb U.S. Navy destroyers if they target Syrian government positions. That is absolutely massive. We also have Trump cancelling his trip to South Africa. President Trump has cancelled his scheduled trip to multiple South American countries originally planned for this week, the White House said Tuesday. So Trump's going to be in place. He was set to attend the 8th Summit of the Americas in Lima, Peru, and then go to Colombia. He's not going to do that because he's got things on his plate, and we all know what they are. We have report Russia jams U.S. drones over Syria to thwart airstrikes. The Russian military has figured out how to jam some U.S. military drones in airspace over Syria, NBC News report on Tuesday. So the Russians are very busy boys right now as this potential World War III scenario escalates. Really not that many people are talking about it until it happens. There doesn't seem to be as much interest around it, as much concern around it, as there should be right now. Absolutely incredible times we're living in. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be back after the break. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live on the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. Before I get back into the news, I want to direct you to InfoWarsStore.com, where we have a number of great discounts on great products right now, and you can read all the five-star reviews for these. We have bodies from InfoWars Life back in stock at 25% off. This is the medicinal herb used for thousands of years, turmeric, one of the most studied ingredients known today. After a long search for the perfect turmeric formula, we finally created a way to deliver this incredible ingredient to you for less. And it is bodies from InfoWars Life. It's for joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support, and immune support. It's got the turmeric root extract. Again, if you look at scientific studies related to treatment of depression, with this compared to Prozac, you notice which one's more effective. Now, we don't make those claims for this product, but other people make those claims, and they are quite well backed up if you want to look into that aspect of it. But we offer it for the joint support, the mobility support. It is bodies. It is 25% off. Don't forget the auto ship option available right there, with which you also get a 10% subscription discount, so an even further reduction, and then you don't have to remember to keep ordering the product again and again and again when you run out. It's really convenient, and you save money. We also have BrainForce at 50% off. BrainForce Plus. For a limited time, we're giving you 50% off on our best-selling nootropic BrainForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. It's one of our highest-rated, best-selling InfoWars Life formulas ever, and the InfoWars crew uses it every day. It is a nootropic. It's what everybody's using right now in Silicon Valley for mental acuity, greater cognitive functioning. It is BrainForce Plus. It is available right now at 50% off. We also have Alpha Power back in stock. This is the fan favorite. It's one of our newest products, but it's one of the fastest selling products we've ever had. And we're dropping it still 25% to help you experience it before it goes back out of stock. As you age, your body can lose testosterone at rates of 1 to 2% each year. And that crisis has, of course, accelerated in the West over the recent couple of decades. Testosterone levels dropping off rapidly. That's why we worked hard to make an affordable solution to the greatest problem of age. Alpha Power works synergistically with Super Male Vitality and Anthroplex to help you become a true alpha male, take charge of your energy to defy age. So this is going to give you a big energy boost as well. It's available right now for 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage now before it goes out of stock and support this network. Let's round up with some of this Syria news right now, and then I'm going to switch into other subjects. We should be talking about this for the entire show, but nobody seems to be much concerned with it in terms of conservative circles. They're just going to sit back and watch it happen as we feed more assets into the Middle Eastern meat grinder. Looks like that's the way it's going to go. Ron Paul came out, and this is out of RT. Assad had no reason to launch chemical attack, unlike those who want U.S. involvement. Now, listen to what Ron Paul said. He said, I think that least likely it would be Assad. I cannot see any reason why Assad would do this. There's no reason for Russians to have done that. Unlike Russia and Syria, the forces who want to see the U.S. staying in Syria have a clear motive. And remember, Trump said, we're going to pull the troops out. Day later, Pentagon says, no, you're not. We're not even going to give you a timetable to get the troops out. Then this happens. And yes, we do have some troops in Syria. We do have a presence in Syria in terms of the UK and the US. Now, Ron Paul continued, there are so many who want to stir up trouble and the people who want us to stay there. suggesting Trump's recent promise to leave Syria very soon might have prompted war hawks to take action, just as it did last year. The exact same scenario happened. He said, I think the policymakers here did not want us to leave, and somebody does it for them. This whole idea that all of a sudden Assad is gassing his own people is a total nonsense. Again, they were clearing them out. The rebel factions had surrendered. They were leaving the area. Why would they need to do this? Speaking about what drives the US to keep entrenching in Syria, Paul argued that the ulterior goal is to contain Iran. It's been Iran for a long time. It has to do with Saudi Arabia and Iran. I think that's the number one. So Ron Paul is all but calling it a false flag, saying that Assad had no reason to carry it out. And now we have Tony Blair sticking his oar in once again. This is a guy who's literally got a 7% trust rating in the United Kingdom, Tony Blair. The guy who led the most disastrous Middle Eastern intervention in living memory. Why on earth has this guy still got any kind of public platform? He's been completely discredited. Tony Blair, UK will have to intervene in Syria or give carte blanche for chemical weapons attacks. Now, this is the guy who makes a living out of being paid by all these defense contractors, all the people who are tied in to weapon sales. This is how he butters his bread right now. Tony Blair has declared the UK will have to back any US-led military intervention in Syria, even though, by the way, our parliament voted against that very thing years ago, or give carte blanche for the future use of chemical weapons. The former Prime Minister called for Theresa May to act and said she did not need the approval of MPs through a vote in parliament. Oh! Isn't that interesting? Because Tony Blair and his ilk, the Ramonas, demand over and over again that MPs in Parliament have to vote on every single facet of Brexit and that they should be able to vote it down. So when it comes to something that he advocates, stopping Brexit, he's all for democracy. When it comes to something like the Syria attack, suddenly democracy's off the table. We don't need a vote. Isn't that interesting? Why are we listening to this idiot? He's a war criminal. He's responsible partly for the most disastrous Middle Eastern intervention in living memory. Why does he even have a platform? This is nonsense. In fact, him getting up and saying this actually discredits the UK intervening. So maybe we should be thanking Tony Blair. Now, Russia is coming out now and saying Russia furious as US Navy destroyer approaches Syria without notification. This, of course, is the USS Donald Cook. Not Donald Duck, Donald Cook. And it's got 60 Tomahawk cruise missiles. It's 100 kilometers from the port of Tartus, which is the Russian Navy base in Syria. Reports yesterday suggest that Russian fighter jets were harassing this destroyer. I mean, how close is it to kicking off? One even accident, and this could kick off big time. U.S. missile destroyer reportedly sailing towards Syria as Trump weighs options. There's a seven carrier strike group, seven warships with cruise missiles heading to the Mediterranean right now. It says, though, in this article, which I believe is true, that it's going to take them until April 22nd. It reads, it's worth noting that it will take approximately 6 to 7 days for the group to cross the Atlantic at 30 knots, plus another 3 to 4 days once it arrives in the Mediterranean to reach Syria, suggesting a full-blown on-attack may not take place until April 22nd. Now, hearing similar noises out of France and out of the UK, where they're saying they're going to wait to make a decision, or at least wait a few days before implementing that decision. So it looks like rather than a snap airstrike, which is what we had last year, and then it was done, it was over, basically within the space of an hour or two, this looks like a concentrated, a global effort to undermine, if not remove, Bashar al-Assad from office. They're talking about Saudi Arabia. They're talking about the UK. They're talking about France. All these forces coming together, all these forces massing, steaming towards Syria. It could be way bigger than anyone was expecting just a couple of days ago. And we should be very, very concerned about that prospect. And again, Bashar al-Assad had no motivation whatsoever to carry out this attack. Looks like a complete false flag. Nobody is even talking about that scenario right now. It's just another mindless rush to war. We'll be back. We'll cover some other subjects on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show, live, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
The scientists at Infowars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support.
Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live on The Alex Jones Show, and something I just retweeted, if you want to flash it up there, this is an alert from a group that basically informs aircraft operators about relevant threats, relevant things to be aware of. It is called airalive.net or airlive.net. They've issued a rapid alert notification from Eurocontrol for Eastern Mediterranean Nicosia area, stating that, quote, due to the possible launch of airstrikes into Syria with air-to-ground and or cruise missiles within the next 72 hours and the possibility of intermittent disruption of radio navigation equipment, due consideration needs to be taken when planning flight operations in the eastern Mediterranean Nicosia area. So that group is now warning aircraft operators that due to potential or possible likely airstrikes within the next 72 hours, they need to be careful about operating aircraft in that area. Again, this looks almost inevitable at this point. Looks like it may be delayed a couple of days or a few days, but this disastrous intervention looks like it's inevitable at this point, given all indications. Let's move on to some more news that are out of Europe here. This is out of Breitbart. EU's threat to Hungary after resounding election victory claims bloc will prevent dictatorships. We have the EU, specifically the EU Commission, an unelected body, lecturing Hungary, which just had a democratic election, about them sliding into dictatorship. The EU already is a dictatorship. It's unelected. By its very nature, it's dictatorial. And they're lecturing Hungary. Doesn't get much richer than this. Doesn't get much more hypocritical than this. Comparing the newly re-elected government of Hungary to Cold War communist states, which is pretty bizarre because Viktor Orban, the leader of Hungary, there's pictures of him getting arrested by communist secret police. He fought against those people. EU Commission Vice President Franz Timmermans has made a thinly veiled threat towards Viktor Orban's new government, warning Europe must not allow nations in the bloc to slide into dictatorship. Oh, the irony. I've seen Europe in its different forms, said Timmermans, speaking in Warsaw on Monday. Poland and Hungary, when the nations were still under communist dictatorship. He's an anti-communist, you fool. You're of an age that you've never seen that. The EU is closer to communism than Hungary. I mean, this just makes no sense whatsoever. He told journalists, we Europeans have a strong duty to make sure that you will never, and that my children will never, see it back again. Well, they already do see it. The EU is a dictatorial, classically communist in many ways body. We already are seeing it. Europeans are rejecting it in droves, which is why they voted for Orban in massive numbers. Now he's got a majority where he can institute those constitutional reforms to basically purge George Soros of any influence within Hungary. And it's a bloody nose against the EU in general. So that's why they're absolutely apoplectic, raging at Hungary and Hungarians in general. Again, this was a fair election. Nobody's doubting the veracity, the neutrality of this election. It went off without a hitch. And yet he's now lecturing Orban about Hungary sliding towards a dictatorship. Absolutely incredible. And this is the same guy who in 2015 claimed the whole continent of Europe must become multicultural and that nations in Central Europe need leaders with the courage to explain this to their population. So he basically said we all need to capitulate to the mass migrant invasion in 2015. There's been a backlash against that, epitomized by people voting in droves for Viktor Orban, who put up a wall and successfully blocked that, who is refusing to take in more migrants, much to the chagrin of the EU. He's resisting that, and now this guy's calling him a dictator, when he's standing up for the interests of his own people who voted for him in giant numbers, even more than people expected. Which relates us to this story, related news. Soros defeated after attempting to rig Hungarian election and spending millions. George Soros has suffered a rather humiliating defeat after pumping millions of dollars into a Hungarian election he attempted to buy. Soros, who was born in Hungary and desperately wanted hardened fascists to win the election, because he's the liberal European, is now out of millions of dollars as Viktor Orban won with a whopping 70% of the vote. So again, with the votes counted, Europe elects sharing stats which show Fidesz, the party founded by Orban while he was a young anti-communist dissident, as I explained, even though Hungary's now being compared to communist countries, it's led by a famous anti-communist dissident. Orban has won not merely a decisive majority, but an outright supermajority, along with minor allied parties. This will allow changes to the national constitution, and that's why they are absolutely enraged by this. Hopefully those changes will be for the better of the people, not the expansion of a liberty-trampling government, something Soros has championed for decades. The results will be extremely disappointing for top bureaucrats in the European Union and activists working for so-called civil society NGOs funded by billionaire open borders campaigner George Soros, who'd been hoping for an upset defeat. So they've got the supermajority. This is the one thing that Soros feared. If they'd have just won, not had that supermajority, his influence would have been maintained in the country. He could have got a bit of momentum. But now that's not going to happen. Soros is likely reeling from his discomfort that his globalist control over society is slipping, and quickly. So Orban, the anti-communist, is massively popular. The EU is hated, and yet now you have EU Commission unelected bureaucrats lecturing Orban, lecturing Hungarians that their country's a dictatorship, when it's simply a populist democracy, and they voted for him in huge numbers. Absolutely incredible situation, huge split between East and West Europe, where if you look at the polls, in Eastern Europe, you ask parents of children, are they more confident for the future of their children in comparison to their own previous generations? They say, yeah, we've got more confidence for future generations in huge numbers. Compare that to Western European countries, France, Germany, Italy, UK, for example, they have less confidence in in the future generations being successful, being happy, being prosperous, than they had in their own generation being happy, successful, and prosperous. So there's a huge split between East and West, and it comes down to the fissure with this migrant invasion, which the Eastern European countries are rejecting. And on that very basis, on that platform, populist leaders like Orban are succeeding over and over again. Because we have Sweden's election coming up. Italy just had their election again, another massive populist wave, populist victory. So the course of events is clear, and that's why these globalists like Timmermans and Soros are freaking out, are getting more and more desperate. Headline out of Voice of Europe, jihad experts stop accepting refugees, Europe is importing a civil war. Now this is a Palestinian-Belgian jihad expert named Montasser Adam May, and he's either Muslim or ex-Muslim. He's issued a serious warning to Europe in a Dutch newspaper, De Telegraaf, in which he states Europe is essentially importing a civil war by admitting refugees. And you've seen the scenes, you saw the scenes in Germany, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, with the rioting on the streets. Often it's inter-migrant battles now. It's not just, you know, regular German citizens being affected by this. They're actually having turf war battles between each other. So this jihad expert believes Europe's politicians are naive when it comes to mass immigration, Islam, and failed integration. He advises halting the influx of refugees, stating that Western Europe is, quote, importing a civil war, his words, not mine, adding that we first have to know what we need to do with the people who are already here. Now, again, it's come out of the UK today. Massive numbers of these so-called child refugees turned out to be adults. We had the same situation in Germany. We had the same situation in Sweden. And nobody seems to care about it. They're still letting them in, even though noted experts like this are saying that a civil war is in Europe's future. Meanwhile, Sweden's crime wave cities have left rural areas without police officers, complain locals. They've got a situation in Malmo, which is so bad, explosions, grenade attacks, stabbings, shootings on a daily basis, cars being set alight, all the police being drafted in from the surrounding areas to deal with this crime wave in the major cities, in these heavily migrant populated cities in Sweden, and it's starting to cause massive problems, massive fallout. Sweden's election is coming up September 2018. Can the Sweden Democrats save Sweden? Basically, it's come down to the wire in terms of the future of Sweden as a relatively free country in Europe. We'll be back with the final segment after break. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are into the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. War Room coming up next. Before we get into a couple of final news stories, I want to direct you back to InfoWarsStore.com, where we have running right now the Patriot Points Reward System script. Now, after years of asking, we've been proud to bring you the Patriot Point System to give back to all of you for supporting the InfoWar. In honor of Patriot Day on the 16th, we'll be giving you double the Patriot Points for the weekend of the 14th, 15th and 17th to celebrate. Now, what this does, it rewards you when you buy our incredible high-quality products with points for every purchase made on the InfoWars store. It's simple. So you sign up by having an account on the store, and for every dollar you spend, it earns you 5 points. When you have enough points, you can spend them on rewards. So you can get $5, $10, $20 and $50 off coupons. You can get exclusive savings and deals and more surprises along the way. So with a weekend Patriot Points special, you'll practically be earning a 10% future discount with every purchase for unprecedented savings as a thank you to our fellow Patriots. That is the Patriot Points reward system available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can use it to buy things like InfoWars Life Select Survival Food 4-Week Survival Food Plan Special. We just managed to get an incredible deal for anyone looking to take care of their family in an emergency. FEMA buys storable food. Governments across the world buy storable food. Oh, but when you do it, you're a kook. Well, no, if nothing happens, you just eat the food and save money anyway. And this is Patriot Pantry, the supplier for our healthy and delicious storable food. They've sent us a limited number of four-week storable food containers freshly packed. On top of that, we're dropping the price by $100. So you can secure your family's food security for just $147. This is the storable food pack. Don't wait until an emergency strikes. Make sure you take advantage of these savings to secure your family's food security for less. With our premium Infowars Life Select storable food, now just $147 for a limited time at InfowarsStore.com. Get that, store it. If nothing happens, just eat the food. This is an insurance policy, and it helps support this network. Because we're constantly under assault from things like frivolous lawsuits. Which brings us to this headline, which just went up on Infowars.com. Alex Jones files lawsuit against Georgetown University Law School. Of course, this was the subject of the big Washington Press Club press conference earlier today, which I'm sure most of you saw, which is, by the way, up on the YouTube channel right now if you didn't. Alex Jones and Infowars have launched an anti-slap motion against the defamation lawsuit filed by Twitter personality Brennan M. Gilmore and Georgetown University, in addition to filing a motion to dismiss the suit entirely. Basically, because as Alex Jones has explained over and over again, it's completely frivolous, it's not even put together properly, and it's baseless. The 29-page motion filed by Jones's attorneys on Tuesday states that Gilmore failed to explain how statements made by Jones and independent journalist Lee Stranahan, who's been on the show, of course, were in any way defamatory, and that the suit itself fits the definition of a strategic lawsuit against public participation, SLAP, which is illegal in many states because such lawsuits impede free speech by burdening defendants with legal fees. Now remember, even the Daily Beast, which completely hates us, it's hardly a far-right publication, came out last week. Their legal expert said this would likely fall flat on its face because of those very reasons. Now, additionally, Jones' legal team pointed out that the lawsuit was filed in Virginia, a state which the defendants have no connection to whatsoever, and thus the court lacks personal jurisdiction over the free speech defendants. So they filed it in the wrong state. He goes on to say the circumstances of this suit demonstrate that it lacks any merit. It was brought solely to harass and burden the defendants, and ultimately amounts to a publicity stunt. Again, this is to get media attention. Not a good faith legal action to address real claims of the plaintiff. The legal team also pointed out the lawsuit reads like a rant and rave editorial that gratuitously swipes at Jones and Infowars for pages over matters that had nothing to do with Gilmore, Georgetown, or any of the alleged claims of the lawsuit. And again, that's what the Daily Beast said. Basically, it just goes on for pages and pages trying to impugn Infowars.com and our motivation. Even they said, this is not going to look good in court. Continues, these statements represent nothing more than an attempt by Gilmore to provide a political message by invoking allegations that are immaterial to the statement of alleged claims. If Gilmore disagrees with Jones and Infowars, he has the right to express his grievances, but a court pleading is not the proper vehicle to do so. Again, we've seen the purge against conservatives since the election. This is part of it. Frivolous lawsuits, instead of combating us on the field of debate, they try and be underhanded about it. Well, it's not going to work. We're actually standing up for ourselves at this point and saying enough is enough. The inclusion of these extraneous and irrelevant allegations underlines that the complaint is nothing more than a publicity vehicle for Gilmore and his advocacy, and we're calling him to the floor for that very reason. Furthermore, the lawsuit had no legal reason to name Infowars reporter Leanne McAdoo as a defendant, the motion adds. Because, of course, she was merely conducting an interview with Stranahan, and yet they included her in the lawsuit anyway, which again proves it's completely arbitrary. It alleges no conduct on her part for which it seeks to impose liability, and Gilmore could have no basis to assert actual malice, which of course is required, or any degree of culpability against a person who was merely interviewing someone else, Stranahan, who made the statement he challenges. Having baselessly dragged her into a lawsuit, Gilmore proceeds to gratuitously malign McAdoo by identifying her as a reporter in scare quotes. Ooh, scary reporter. You can read the full motion to dismiss and the background information on the lawsuit below. as well as watch Alex Jones's press conference over the lawsuit, which of course is up on the YouTube channel today. So we're standing up for ourselves. We're holding the First Amendment firm in our thoughts. We're backing up the right to free expression without threat of lawsuit. This is what we've seen over the past 2-3 months, and we saw it, of course, with YouTube as well. CNN lobbying to have our YouTube channel shut down. We've seen the Pepe the Frog creator try to file suit, even though he said, in his own words in a 2015 interview, to paraphrase, that anybody could make money off of his creation. And this is not the only lawsuit that we've faced. We've had others in the past that have been settled. Of course, they get big media attention when they're made, when they're filed. Everybody celebrates, oh, InfoWars is being sued. They don't report when they collapse. Now, this is up on InfoWars.com. You can read the full suit right there. It's embedded at the bottom of the page. Memorandum in support motion to dismiss. It is available to read right now. We will not tolerate any more frivolous lawsuits. It's time to fight back. That is up on InfoWars.com right now. Switching gears, Telegraph have 6 internships only open to non-white candidates. This is at Westmonster.com. Another media company is advertising roles only open to non-white candidates following a worrying trend. We've already seen this with the likes of BBC, ITV and the New Statesman. They directly advertise roles which specifically exclude white people. Now, in the United Kingdom, they did a poverty survey last year, which found that white working class kids were basically at the bottom of the ladder when it came to opportunity, when it came to educational and career achievements. The top of the ladder is Indians because they own a lot of businesses. They're doing very well for themselves. But the bottom is white working class people. So why do we have job candidacies that discriminate against white people by barring them from application? And these roles aren't even related to any kind of what they call BAME profession. You know, an ethnic minority kind of profession. Nothing to do with it. The roles are for editorial internships, including the Telegraph sports desk, news team, personal finance team, and video team. So if this was to do with some kind of black culture position within an organization, maybe you can understand why they would want a black person. Okay, fair enough. But this is for sports, personal finance, and news. This is just flagrant discrimination. This is against the law. The paid internships all state the traineeship is only open to candidates from black, Asian, or non-white ethnic minority background. So again, if you're white, don't bother to apply. This isn't equality. Stopping people from applying for a role because they happen to be white is disgusting. It means those who happen to be privately educated from a different ethnic background now have more opportunities to get into media than a poor white kid from a council estate. How does that make any sense whatsoever? And they say, oh, you can't be racist against white people, even though we have dominant cultural institutions discriminating against white people, making it cool for the last acceptable form of racism to be against white people. And now we have this actual big media firm saying to people, if you're white, if you're a poor white kid from a council estate who's just trying to get ahead in life, forget it. You're not welcome because we've got these stupid diversity quotas that we need to meet. How about just have the best people apply for the job, regardless of their skin color? How about not being racist? How about that for a change? That's going to wrap it up for the Alex Jones Show. Coming up next, War Room with Owen Schroyer. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled with